Welcome to the 9 p.m. hour here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It is 9:02. You're listening to Jethro Tull with Bungle in the Jungle. The last couple of songs that you heard on Highly Recommended were Heft by Japanese Breakfast, Coyote, that was strange, forgot how to pronounce Coyote for a second, by Joni Mitchell, Dream a Little Dream of Me by the Mamas and the Papas, and I've Got a Dream by the Moody Blues. I think that maybe on the MD, it's now officially the WMFO Music Department Hour, woot woot, I think that's something that I'd like to do during this time is maybe like old music facts, because so much of it is, it's all new music other than the old music facts, which I'm starting now. So this week's old music fact is that after the broad success of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, they went into the studio and they spent about a year trying to make an album with only found sounds. If you listen to Pink Floyd's early discography, notably Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast, you notice that they love using found sounds. And I think in Shine On You Crazy Diamond, there's a droning sound, which is like a high-pitched drone, which is from like running your finger along the rim of a wine glass. But basically, after like, I don't know, a couple of months in the studio, they had about a minute and a half of music. So eventually they were persuaded to drop the project, and instead they made a wonderful, wonderful follow-up album. I feel like a bad prog rock fan. Are they prog rock? I don't know. There's this, like, not new, but like obviously like different designation genre called art rock, and I don't know, because a lot of, according to Spotify, my top genre is art rock. I think I've talked about this before, but apparently it's just like it's just prog rock, but like people wanted to start calling it art rock. I don't know. Anyway, Wish You Were Here was the next album, which was my guess, which is why coming up next is Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. A nice song about the troubles of the music industry. So stick around. Big shout out to Endless Sky of Honey on Reddit for setting me up with MP3s of the new King Gizzard album. After Have a Cigar, we will be listening to, I'm not sure yet, whichever one strikes my fancy. So stay tuned for some music that, it's definitely been listened to in the US, but like, I'm kind of bummed. I think some people got their vinyl records delivered already. And I think I hope mine is coming tomorrow. I don't know. There's no like delivery date. 5-day shipping. It's been 5 days. Six now, actually. So hopefully tomorrow. I've got my fingers crossed. Very excited. And I'm going to look at the names and see what people say. And I'd love to hear what you guys think, too. I'm really excited. We'll be listening to these songs for the first time together. So don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? That was pretty fun. Gotta love the new songs. Let's see. There are a couple of other... Yeah, I'm really intrigued. I think that I might revisit one or two of the other songs on this album later. They released most of them as singles. I think that there's only three that we haven't heard yet. So that was The Cruel Millennial by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their brand new album, Fishing for Fishies. And they have another two songs, which I'm really curious about. Real's Not Real, which according to a single person on Reddit, lines up perfectly with episode 3 of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Huh. Cool. I'm glad that somebody already had the time to listen to that song while watching Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Not even episode 1 or 2, but number 3. I don't even know if I've seen that one. And this thing seems cool, but a song which I know is cool is Planet B by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, released a couple of weeks ago and sent to me by a good friend, Ian, who joined me after the Amel and the Sniffers show to help me interview them. Amel and the Sniffers are also dropping a new album. I believe it's coming out sometime next month, which I will also be getting in the mail. So hopefully I'll get to play that one sometime over the summer. I'm very excited. Should be some good, strong, bopping summer bops. Planet B, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. A bit metal. Quite metal. Their first metal song. Very interesting. Very exciting. I'm a fan. The music video is really good too. If you like the song, listen to it again. Check out the music video. King Gizzard. Amazing. Hello, everyone. I hoped to have some new music from my email box up and ready for you guys, but alas, it turns out that having 15 gigs of emails really does some work on Google Gmail. So let's see if I can recover the webpage. Until then, let's listen to another new song by King Gizzard. Why not? How about Real is Not Real? So, you know, actually, I'll play this thing, and then the song after that might be Real is Not Real. So, the emails are back. Let's do Real is Not Real. And if you have time, totally get up, whatchamacallit? Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, episode 3. Let me know. I don't think you'll have enough time. Because here it is. But if you do have time, that'd be pretty wild. Excuse me. This is why. Having two songs playing at once just doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't work. But one song at a time. Let's try that again. was fun. Real's Not Real, King Gizzard, and up most recently, Piercing Immortality with Open the Flames. Seems like a really cool song, although after Planet B and Real's Not Real was kind of metal-ish. Not very, of course, but just like, you know, enough. But yeah, Piercing Immortality, after all that metal, I was ready for something else. They are from Bristol, Connecticut. They formed from a bunch of different bands in Connecticut. And, and I got sent another metal band. So, let's look for something else. I don't know. Is there something metal about spring? I feel like it's not the most metal season by far. Although, might make sense for King Giz. It's like fall there. Fall, I guess fall might be metal. You know, like, everything around me's dying. Ah! anyway, this sounds good. Quote-unquote, holy funk, you're gonna like this. Ha-ha-ha. With a pun like that, I better. This is All Equal by Baker Street. Ooh, now I want to listen to Baker Street. Maybe later. Maybe later. We'll see. But first, All Equal by Baker Street.
We'll be right back. get you, honey. He'll strike you down with his sword. Nanny is always out to get you, honey. Honey, always out to get you, honey.
Wow, I have to say, the pun was well worth it. All Equal by Baker Street. That was funking good. Wow. And coming up next, we're going to be listening to... Oh, that's a hard word to say. Koosame. That's K-O-E-O-S-A-E-M-E. Japanese avant-garde electronic music. Pretty cool album cover. This song is called Azimuth. Oh, also, I think somebody turned up the subwoofer or something. That last song made everything vibrate and it was amazing. Anyway, here's Koosame. Fascinating. A very interesting instance of modern music concrète. Something that would have been incredibly impressive in the 50s. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So, if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You know, the thing about having, like, an email, which is on a website, which gets traffic, like WMFO, is that... I get a lot of spam emails, and I get a bunch of emails saying that exactly that, like, hey, why don't you have your webcam covered up? We have comprising footage of you. Send us 3 Bitcoin, or we will send it to everyone in your contacts list. Say, uh-huh, yeah, of course you do. Of course. Anyway, I mean, it's probably hooked up to the one in the... If, like, of course it's a scam. And even if it weren't a scam, they probably have access to the... There's not even a webcam in the music department office. And what would they be watching? People ripping CDs? Ooh. Jewel cases. Wow. Anyway, coming up next, Astrid Holiday. No, what's the name of the band? Is that the... Yeah, Astrid Holiday, being described as a modern... 60s pop singer-songwriter. Because there's nothing more modern than the 60s, right? Here is, what's it called? Mirror? Or is it Mirror Mastering? I'm really confused. Mirror. It's just called Mirror. Ooh, there's gonna be a music video at some point, but not yet. Here's Mirror by Astrid Holiday. Eventually. Emails are weird. Anyway. No, don't leave the page. Stay. Stay and play. Yeah? No. Sign me out of my email account then. You know, why do you want me to update? I could sing for you guys, if nothing else. That'll be some nice new music. You heard it first. Anyway, what'd you guys think of the new King Gizzard? I liked it. I kind of might have been hoping for more. This is their first album in 2 years. And from, I read an interview, and Stu, the lead singer, said that this was the most difficult album for them to make. Because they were on tour when they started it, and they toured all year last year. But I have to say, from what I have heard, I'm very excited to see them live. Coming up, this is going to be Center Shot, Evangeline. Oh, another hardcore rock? Let's not. Also from Ohio, fascinating. I didn't play the other one from Ohio. Let's see. Folk rock multi-instrumentalist. Sure. Yeah. Ben McKelvey. Let's see. Ooh. My laptop's really not happy right now. Here we go. Here we go. Wild Child.
Singing the blues away. Wait for me. I don't know how long I'll be. 'Cause I've been hustling, I've been busking, I've been
All right. That was quite good, I gotta say. At first, I was a little bit, I'll say, put off, because I was like, if this is folk rock, I'm like a sea turtle. I was very confused. But then, like, I don't know, at the end there was that, I don't even know what it was. I mean, maybe it was the fact that there was like a quiet acoustic guitar. It just didn't sound very acoustic, but it was there nonetheless. But I think there was something kind of, like, very lightly, something a little bit Bruce Springsteen-y, you know? At the end there, just a little something. And I've been sent a nice compilation album. Sick of wimpy indie kids prodding limply at pedal boards into hard drugs and cannibalism? Wanna punch a cop? Well, kids, we've got the record for you. That was pretty good. let's see. One of the bands is from New Zealand. How exciting. They're called the Cavemen. Let's listen to Too High to Die by the Cavemen.
To be a distortion of time. Suddenly feels a rush of tremendous numbers of ideas flashing through his mind, which in itself is enough reason for him to want to take more drugs.
School's out, teacher.
Hello all. That was interesting. It's all such high energy. I'm just tired and defeated by finals, I think. Oh, here's something. Attention, music director. That's me. It's a song. Ah, and there's a vocalist. How about that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. out, big sister. Well, you better slow down, 'cause there's a big policeman on the other side of town. Watch out, big sister. Better go the other way, 'cause if your daddy finds out, there'll be hell to pay. She traded in a Honda, got a real good deal. She likes to drive down to the schoolyard just to spin her wheels. When you see her coming, man, you better step aside. She won't slow down unless you're hitching a ride. Watch out, big sister. Well, you better slow down, 'cause there's a big policeman on the other side of town. Watch out, big sister. Better go the other way, 'cause if your daddy finds out,
that was actually like really fun. I quite enjoyed that. I don't know if that was a synthesizer or what. Last week actually, I got a response from one of the bands who sent me their new music, and I'd commented like, oh, that synth is so cool, and they were like, actually, that's an electric guitar being played by someone's elbow, just like David Bowie did on Heroes, I want to say. Oh, that's a fun fact. I didn't know that he played that on the guitar with his elbow. Cool. But yeah, no, that was Andrew Seglio with Watch Out, Big Sister. And that was actually like really, really fun. I think I'm going to download that one. Definitely going to add that to our system and play that again sometime. I feel like the words could have been a bit, or just like, I don't know, the vocals are pretty good. It didn't really like, you know, build vocal wise story. There was no real plot storyline meat to the lyrics, but it was fun. And the music, the music was really, really fun. Speaking of fun music, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, home of really cool music. This is Mellow Max. You've been listening to the WMFO Music Department Hour, where it's all new music all the time, mostly new music most of the time, because coming up next is going to be Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, not, what did I play earlier, All Equal by Baker Street. We're mixing things up, but in a good way, mixing things up on purpose. And so thank you guys for tuning in. I will be here next week. Next Thursday is actually like my one chill day, and then I have a final the next day and the day after that. Oh no, the day after that's Saturday. But all the week after that, I have like a total of five finals. It's going to be it's going to be dreadful, but it's going to be so wonderful when I'm done. And then I'm going to do a nice long radio show when everyone else has gone home for the summer. Take up like, I don't know, 5 hours maybe. Make a nice big summer bash, starting off the summer right, playlist type thing. Here's Jerry Rafferty. I'm going to stop rambling. Have a good night, everyone, and I will see you next week. This is Mellow Max, signing off.